So this six-year-old boy, Rasulullah, is taken back to Mecca. And he is given to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, who raises him for another 2 years. And when Rasulullah is 8 years old, Abdul Muttalib falls sick. And now he is on his deathbed. Again, this person, the only person that was like a father to Rasulullah, was about to die and leave him. And Rasulullah was getting used to all these loved ones leaving him from a very young age. And so Abdul Muttalib calls his son Abu Talib. And Abu Talib comes and sits next to Abdul Muttalib and he says, Abu Talib, you take care of your nephew. I'm going to entrust him to you to raise him and keep him close to you, as close as your own liver. This young boy did not know the love of his father and did not even have time to take in the scent of his mother. So keep him with you and care for him and help him and aid him on his mission. Do you accept? And then he puts out his fist. And Abu Talib brings his fist and puts it onto the fist of his father, Abdul Muttalib. He accepts the trust. And so Abdul Muttalib says, I can finally die in peace now. And then he leaves this world and moves on to the next, entrusting Prophet Muhammad to Abu Talib. And from then on, Abu Talib became the father figure to Rasulullah. And he would aid him in everything. And he knew that this young child was a special child. He knew at that time, so much so, that when Prophet Muhammad was born, Abu Talib's wife, Fatima bint Asad, she came to Abu Talib and she told Abu Talib, congratulations on the birth of this new miracle boy who brought rain to the land. And Abu Talib tells her, Usburi alayya sabtan atiki bimithlih. If you wait 30 years, I'm going to bring you one like him. He knew even of the coming of the right hand of Rasulullah, his son Ali ibn Abi Talib.